From around the world, this is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
The Commons. A landscape free for the ideas, sketches, and correspondence of the listeners and creators of the Mutual Audio Network.
You're invited to a realm of audio drama
where one moment can seem like an eternity
and forever is but a pebble on the beach.
It's a kiss seen through the window of a passing train.
It's a bolt of lightning that reveals a shadowy creature with arms raised.
It's what happened.
What's happening.
And what's going to happen.
It's... Previously on.
After bailing out of the Graf Zeppelin moments before Dr. Slipnose's pterodactyl clone ripped the outer skin to shreds, Bob Blazing was plummeting to the ground at an accelerated speed of 9.8 meters per second per second. Realizing that it was not the fall that was the problem as much as it was the eventual contact with terra firma, Bob contacted Susie Sweet South on his lapel button radio. Luckily, Susie was already in her You Build It flimsy flyer that she got with three box tops sent to Crunchy Critter Cereal, Post Office Box 897, Battle Creek, Michigan, so she altered her course to intercept her sweet babu. What neither of them realize is that General Hoopla of the Order of Anarchy cult was at that moment driving across the Ohio desert in his Blum Plumpkin 380 on his way to capture Bob's beloved second cousin once removed, Dave Darnett, who currently had possession of the briefcase that nobody knew about, not even Dave. However, there was a surprise waiting for the general as the trunk of his roadster slowly opened.
Excuse me, Mr. Driver, sir.
Voices this? Voices in the middle of the desert is haunted! You will not take me alive, you verdammt specter of evil! Not while I have mine anti-specter ray gun, mine specter detector and specter glass. And my terrible German accent. Wo bist du?
In the trunk, there's a strange orange rabbit nibbling my bum.
You don't fool me.
I think I'm sitting on a lug nut.
Don't miss the next exciting episode of Previously On, when we discover why the submarine in the dire straits never returned to the potato factory to reconnoiter with the Beverly brothers, who had with them the other half of the fabled Key of E. Plus, the horrid truth will be revealed about the actual meaning of the incantation that Rubber the Clown recited on his Saturday morning show that resulted in hundreds of tiny tot zombies roaming the streets of Claribel, South Carolina, in search of lollipops, gummy worms, and brains. And what about Sydney? Will this character ever appear in one of these episodes? Only Melna Wapner knows the answer, and, as you recall, she is currently entombed in the miniature pyramid of Pharaoh Ty Ten Sphincter, which is on the back of a flatbed car headed to parts unknown in a runaway train. Don't miss the next Previously On!
This episode of Previously On was written, produced, and narrated by John Bell. Music for the opening and credits licensed from audioblocks.com.
The Commons is a free service and opportunity to share with you. To add your voice to The Commons, send an MP3 or WAV file to mutualaudio@gmail.com. That's mutualaudio@gmail.com. mutualaudio@gmail.com. We love your feedback about anything on Mutual and are thrilled to share your ideas, your thoughts, or skits in our forum. See you next time in the Commons.
And now, Mutual of Ohm, providing spiritual insurance for your past, your present, and your future since 500 BC, proudly presents Wrinkly's Believe It or Forget About It, bringing you strange but true tales and oddities from all over this wide world. And here is your host, Mr. Robert Wrinkly.
Hello, I'm Robert Wrinkly. Tonight, I bring you some of the weirdest, the strangest, the oddest stories you've ever heard, but they're all true. Believe it or forget about it. We begin with the tale of Miss Junie Mae Kabonga. Junie Mae was only 16 years old when, on a safari in the wilds of Africa, her head was inadvertently lopped off at the shoulders by her father's own machete. But it was another 5 years before she, or anyone else for that matter, noticed. Of course, by that time they were back in England, and it was too late for them to return for poor Junie Mae's head. Nevertheless, she married a prominent physician, and they had several children together. Everybody said that, aside from the prolonged silence, they hardly noticed any difference in Junie Mae's personality. Believe it or forget about it.
You've been listening to a special feature of Pulp Pourri Theater. Wrinkly's Believe It or Forget About It. Brought to you by Mutual of Ohm, providing spiritual insurance for your past, your present, and your future since 500 BC. This is Gramercy Noun speaking. We return you now to our regularly scheduled program.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.